This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, Geneva.
It is just almost the end of the morning for this Monday, but boy oh boy, am I excited for this anniversary album.
So today we're looking at Queen Latifah, All Hail the Queen,
woo!
From 1989, turning 30 years old. So just a bit of background about Queen Latifah. She's from New Jersey. And she was born in 1970.
I rep New Jersey. Sorry, yeah.
And, she found her stage name, Latifah, in a book of Arabic names, actually, when she was eight. Latifah means delicate and very kind in Arabic. So that's a little factoid for you.
She does have a beautiful grace about her.
She
does.
Very
regal.
Yeah, she's very regal. Mm. She's the queen.
She is the queen.
Her music career began in the late 80s. She was still only about 17, 18, when she started beatboxing, actually, for a group called Ladies Fresh. And at the same time, she was also in a group, Flavor Unit. And this was how she got noticed by the label Tommy Boy Records, who then signed her in 1989. And she'd actually recorded a demo called Princes of the Posse. And that got the attention of the legend Fab Five Freddy. And he put her in contact with Tommy Boy Records, and they pretty much straight away went into the studio, and thus the sessions for All Hail the Queen were born. Mm. And she worked with a range of different producers on this record, including some quite significant figures like Prince Paul, KRS-One, Daddy O, and she went from there, and it was very much her own unique style of rapping. It was quite fresh, quite fun. She brought her own perspective and energy to this record. She, in particular, was talking about her own experiences as a black woman, so issues such as domestic violence, relationship problems, and the experiences of black women was quite spread out across this record, actually. And it combined nicely with a sort of classic late 80s New York hip-hop style in terms of quite crisp beats and obviously lots of jazz samples and soul samples.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to start with a track that opens the album. It's called Dance For Me, and this was also the first single. And you'll notice that it contains quite a famous sample of Sly and the Family Stone, actually, their classic track Dance To The Music. And see what you think.
Nice.
You know what I mean? This MC stands for microphone commando. When I command that, you take a hand and throw it up in the air. Yeah, just like that. Now chill and watch me rap, cause I'm flowing. Just like water, I slaughter. A battle put me in it, I'll win it. The mission is music and rhythm. Rhythm backed by words, all in my system. System by techniques. Techniques I got my heart and heart into the music. Music I take part in. One tribe, one God, and one destiny. Just dance for me. Control, you know I got 'em. Stop the music, that's
that's out of the question. The flavor unit takes no suggestions. If you're not on the dance tip, here's your chance to be. I order you to dance for me.
I would presume so. Sounds like it.
I'm trying to remember which track this is from. Text in 5395
guess
if you can.
Guess the sample.
If you can guess the sample, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's Dance for Music, or Dance for Me, I should say. Dance to the Music, obviously, prominently
dance
featured in there.
Dance to the Music.
Right now, though, we're going to play track 3 in the second single. It's called Come Into My House. And the beat on here has actually quite a bit of a dance music feel to it. Almost feels like a workout song, I reckon. See what you think.
Oh,
everyone's
I like
gonna
that.
Work out now?
Give me body.
Yeah, I'll give you body.
Give me body. Welcome into my queendom. Come one, come all. Comes to lyrics, I bring them. In spring, I sing and fall, I call out to all the ones who had a hard day. I prepared a place on my dance floor. The time is now for you to party. I thought it would be a good chance for you to move. House music always soothes, so get with the flow, let's go. Yo, can you rock to a house group tempo? If so, then shall we let the games begin? What better opposition can you be in? I'm on fire, the flames too hot to doubt. The pool is open, come into my house. And treble flow through the speakers, ride the rhythm. I know it's gonna reach you. I'm the queen, Latifah. Now it's time to run through it. 45 King,
yeah, baby.
Do it. Yeah, there you go. I told you you could do it. Now, did you enjoy it?
Cool.
I do it. Dance to the beat of the drum. Give me some with the flavor unit. I come to say, ride the groove line. Don't swing the pipe bond. Listen to the smooth line. Throw away the white line. It's a house party I'm hosting. Come and rock with the one who's chosen. He can't turn me inside out. For those who dare to come in.
Don't make me wait. Come into my house. Give me body. Don't make me wait. Come into my house. Give me body.
It's a new fusion I'm using. You ask what is it I'm doing? Hip hop house, hip hop jazz, with a little pizzazz from the queen of royal badness. Remember me from Wrath of My Madness. It's my rap. This party, I'ma hijack and jack your body. This is not an erotic interlude. Keep in mind, I move multitudes. The Asiatic black woman, hardcore beat drumming. It's hard to keep a good woman down, so I keep coming. Blow for blow, I take and I give some. Still I rise and I symbolize wisdom. I hope the lyrical display has you aroused. It's an open invitation. Come into my house.
out of the two so far. I think this one's my favorite.
It's Workout Central.
Yeah, it's very busy.
Give me body.
Yeah, yeah.
Work, work, work.
Work it out.
Damn right.
I don't like go to the gym, but I would imagine that this is what I'd listen to if I even looked at a treadmill.
Yeah.
Even if I just thought of lifting a weight, I'd
got,
be like, oh
it's
yeah.
It's got a good tempo for this.
It's very motivational. Thank you, Queen Latifah. Always motivating us. All right, so we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be back soon with the conclusion of our anniversary album this week.
The suspense is building.
The suspense is building. 95 BFM.
Auckland Tattoo Studio is New Zealand's longest established tattoo studio, giving you the best ink since 1970.
Keep still, mate.
Sorry. Walk-ins are always welcome, so stop by the shop and their design or yours, they'll sort you out.
Do you have to do this now?
Well, I'm actually doing you a favour, so could you just okay. Keep it together?
I need to keep that arm.
Auckland Tattoo Studio, 64 Ponsonby Road, open Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. Check them on Instagram at Auckland Tattoo Studio. Is that done?
I reckon another 2 hours, mate.
Awesome.
Take one. Get the best of your record store day with Marvex. Hecka excellent exclusives and deals, including 10% off all CDs, a ton of sale LPs, and free coffee with every purchase thanks to Neo Queens Arcade. Plus live performances from Auckland's finest. Sang, Lord Con, Lucky Boy, Crap Date, and Green Grove. Record store day at Marvex. Saturday, 13th of April from 9 a.m. 34 Queen Street, cradled in the warm embrace of Queen's Arcade. Go to marvex.co.nz.
You'll want an organic mulch to really pep up those peonies.
Nah, mate, for fuller blooms, definitely manure pea straw mix.
No, that's cooked. May as well just pour blood and bone all over it.
I'll show you blood and bone, mate. You don't have the heart for correct soil maintenance.
I really just go, I do hydroponic anyway, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Dirtbag Radio on 95 BFM. Truly passionate about dirt and bags of it. 2 hours of punk, garage, rock and roll, psych, and everything dirtbag. 7 to 9 p.m. every Monday night. Dirtbag Radio, only on 95 BFM.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Welcome back to Anniversary Albums, yes. Where Sam Smith will be taking us through this wonderful album by Queen Latifah, 1989.
Yes, All Hail the Queen.
All Hail the Queen.
Bend your knees.
Bend both your knees.
Yes.
Not just one knee, both. Do you watch Game of Thrones, by the way?
I do.
Are you excited?
Yes. I've been watching the old series all weekend.
Oh, I can't bring myself to do it because there have been so many ups and downs.
Oh, yeah. I was getting a bit emotional again.
So all I need is some answers. I need some answers.
Yes, give me
That's
the answers.
That's what I want. And I think that there are going to be a lot of spin-offs.
Probably, most likely.
Speaking of which, I guess we're spinning off away from the conclusion of Anniversary Albums. So lead us into it.
Yes, so just how was this album received at the time? Well, it was a great success, actually. Commercially, it went gold and reached number 6 in the R&B charts. It also garnered a lot of 4 and 5 star reviews from critics. And yeah, it was a bit of a crossover success in many respects. Definitely getting a lot of mainstream clout, if you will. As for women rappers go, this was a big deal because there hadn't been many that had gotten that much attention. I mean, there was Salt and Pepper, MC Light, Money Love, of course, but and obviously Queen Latifah, but it was kind of a genre dominated predominantly by men at the time. But if you think of the impact this album had for women rappers especially, it was quite immense, because in the next decade or two, obviously you had the likes of Lil' Kim and Lauryn Hill and Missy Elliott and Foxy Brown.
TLC
come
Lisa
through.
Lifter.
And yeah, so there are many great woman rappers who came after this and no doubt owe a great deal to what Queen Latifah did on this particular record. And obviously she's gone on to do great things after this. She's released six more albums, but she's also obviously done very well as an actress in both television and film. And this is actually where she does most of her work these days. She hasn't really released any music in a while, and it's kind of... she's kind of focusing more on acting.
Well, she's terribly photogenic.
She is, yes. So I thought with that we'll finish with Ladies First is the track. It's track number 7 and the third single. And it features one of her fellow contemporaries as a guest vocalist, Money Love. And it's a banger.
Thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No worries.
And see you next week.
Ciao.
Ciao.
The rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high, happy, overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slick as you going down the sound, totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes right here.
Believe me when I say being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets them strong. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own two. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of ladies first. And my mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyming, I'ma give you some. To enable you to age yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to play. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me through the rhythm. Of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing I'm the daughter of a sister. Who's the mother of a brother. Who's the brother of another. Plus one more. All four have a job to do. We doing it. Respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me. The M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first cause I'm a L-A-D-I-E.
Contact and in fact. Style, it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner. Laying down track after track. Waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I text the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming. And I recite chapter in verse. The title of this recital is Ladies First.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.